الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، الحمد لله ذو فضل كرم إحسان، فالله تعالى Allah Rabbul Izzat has allowed for us to witness this Mubarak morning, a morning upon which Allah Rabbul Izzat has taken a qasam in the Quran Sharif. So it is a very virtuous day, a big day for us, a day of rejoicing also for us, and it is also a day in which we perform our qurbani, we slaughter animals for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Also on this Mubarak day, we will be failing in our duty if we do not remember our brothers and sisters who are suffering around the globe, be it in war-torn countries, poverty-stricken countries, disaster-stricken countries, and especially our Muslim brothers and sisters and children in Gaza. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease their plight. Allah Rabbul Izzat grant nusrat and victory to the Muslim Ummah. And Allah ta'ala give the enemies of Islam hidayat. And if hidayat is not written for them, then may Allah Rabbul Izzat destroy them like He destroyed the Aad and the Samud. And Allah Rabbul Izzat give hidayat to Muslim rulers that they are given the courage to establish the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat and to stand in the defense of the Muslim Ummah. And if they have become puppets of the West, then Allah Rabbul Izzat topple their regimes, and Allah Rabbul Izzat grant us such a Khalifa who will establish Shariat and who will unite the Muslim Ummah under one banner and who will lead the Ummah forward on Sirat-i-Mustaqim in accordance with the Shariat and the Sunnah of our beloved Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah, with regards to qurbani, our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has educated us. He has informed us what type of animals to slaughter. He has informed us what du'as to be read before we slaughter, after we slaughter. He has informed us with regards to upon whom this qurbani is wajib. Then he has also given us directives on how the meat of this qurbani can be distributed. That a person preferably, it's not a faraz or anything, but preferably he can keep 1/3 of the meat of his qurbani animal for himself. 1/3 he can distribute amongst friends and family. 1/3 he can distribute amongst the poor and needy. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us all this advice, all these instructions. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also educated us that anything that we do, we must do it in a good way. There must be ihsan, there must be goodness in anything and everything that we do. So much so, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقِتْلَةِ وَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الذِّبْحَ. That even when you are killing something, then kill it in a nice way. In other words, with kindness, with consideration, as swiftly as possible. And when you are slaughtering something also, then slaughter it in a nice way. Now what is meant by slaughtering in a nice way? Huzur-e Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained to us that make sure that your knife is sharp. Don't sharpen the knife in front of another animal. Don't let the animal see you sharpening the knife. Once one person was sharpening a knife and the other animal could see him sharpening the knife, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reprimanded him and said to him, do you want to kill the animal twice? In one hadith sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding this makhluk of His that cannot speak. So sometimes we just think that they are animals. And sometimes we use this word animal in a very derogative manner. Behaving like an animal, you know, we say like an animal. So then we take these animals to just be like animals. Just treat them anyhow, push them anyhow. But this is also a makhluk of Allah. It has got a life. And Allah Ta'ala has made them a means of our rozi, a means of our rizq. And on this particular day, Allah Rabbul Izzat, if you have to take an animal, every organ that we have in our body, that animal also got. Everything that we are made up of, that animal is also made up of the same thing. Right? But now that animal is also the child of something. Once Sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala, and he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he requested a camel. He wanted this camel for riding purposes to go in jihad, etc. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed the Sahaba, give him the baby of a camel. So he got a bit despondent, thinking, now what am I going to do with the camel's baby now? I need a big adult camel that I can ride. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seen his disappointment. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, isn't every camel is the baby of a camel? In other words, even if the camel is big, then too it's the baby of a camel. This was also the light-heartedness of Huzur e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the point is that every mother of a young is protective over its young. Right? But Allah Rabbul Izzat has made it that on this day, these thousands and thousands of animals and maybe millions and millions of animals around the globe have to give their life in order for insan to comply with the hukam that Allah Ta'ala has put on him. The original hukam that was given to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was to slaughter his son. That was a test. Allah Ta'ala wanted to see whether he loves Allah Ta'ala more or the love for his son is more. But when he proved that his love for Allah Ta'ala is more and his submission to Allah Ta'ala is perfect and total, then Allah Rabbul Izzat sent down a ram and Allah Ta'ala instructed him to then slaughter the ram and not to slaughter his son. And then this became the sunnat of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And then it was the sunnat of our Huzur e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very particular. Every year he would make his qurbani. The ahadith are replete with the different types of animals that Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slaughtered. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even made qurbani on behalf of me and you. Made qurbani on behalf of the ummah. We are included in that ummah. And Huzur e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at times he slaughtered sheep, at times he slaughtered camel. On one occasion, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slaughtered 100 camels for qurbani. 100 camels. 63 of those camels, he made nahar of it himself. And the other 37, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an made nahar of them. And it is mentioned that these camels also, they were coming forward to be slaughtered by Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave due importance, right? And the sawab also for this amal is great. So much of sawab. You know, sometimes people's minds, how they work. One of our students, he sent me a message last night. He said that we read in the hadith that if a person uses, he makes wuzu, and in that wuzu of his, before making wuzu, he used a miswak. So if he uses a miswak, then his sawab for his ibadat is multiplied by 70. Right? So he's saying now, Morana, if I make wuzu and I use a miswak and then I do my qurbani, then will my sawab for every fiber of hair on that wool, every fiber of wool or every hair on the body of that animal, will that sawab also be multiplied by 70? See how he's thinking. A person thinks like this when you got yaqeen of the akhirat. So I told him that, bhai, Allah Ta'ala's khazanas are limitless. And in the dhanni abdi bi, if you have got this hope in Allah Ta'ala that He will give you all that sawab, why not? Allah Ta'ala will give you the reward. Allah Ta'ala can give you the sawab if He wills. You have that niyat in you and have the talab in you. Allah Ta'ala can give it to you if Allah Ta'ala wills. So we must do our qurbani with a clear heart, a clear conscience, a happy heart. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us in one hadith sharif, فَطِيبُوا بِهَا nafsa. Do it nicely. Don't do it like, hey, I'm killing something, and now is it the right thing I'm doing? No. If something is wrong, Allah Ta'ala won't command it. If something is wrong, it would not be the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately, you get this, you know, broad-minded people, broad-minded, whom Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali had mentioned as Moez Patel Sahib, that sometimes their minds are so broad that their brains fell out. They must be so broad-minded, they're so broad-minded that their brains fell out. So amongst the kuffar, you get these people, they say, no, 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 this is cruelty to animals. And now what's going to happen to the resources? So many sheep getting slaughtered, so many goats getting slaughtered, so many cattle getting slaughtered one time. Now what's going to happen? This is not happening from today. Animals are being slaughtered from the time of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is Allah Ta'ala's responsibility to ensure that the animals are available. As Moez Patel Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to mention, that if you take sheep and goats and cattle, they give birth to one at a time and sometimes two. Like goats, they generally give birth to two. Certain breeds of sheep, they give birth to two. But generally, these merinos, they give birth to one. Cattle also, they give birth to one. So although they only give birth to one, maximum two at a time, we find farm fulls of them. You're driving, you see whole farms full of cattle, full of sheep. And on the other hand, dogs and cats, they give birth to 6, 8, sometimes 10. But do we find farms full of cats, farms full of dogs? We don't find that. Because Allah Ta'ala didn't make them rosy. Allah Ta'ala didn't make his wajib to slaughter them. Allah Rabbul Izzat has got his system. We mustn't doubt the system of Allah Ta'ala and get carried away by the findings of scientists and the findings of animal rights people. These animal rights people, when they came about? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us about animal rights 1450 some odd years ago. He taught us about animal rights. They popped out now. Otherwise, if you read their history, forget their history, even currently, one alim mentioned very beautifully in one article. He said in Spain, they kill the cattle by torturing them. They poke them with a sword, poke them again with another sword, poke them with a spear, eventually they kill it. Right? And they call it a sport. So that's fine, no problem. In Denmark, they slaughter so many dolphins to prove their manhood. They slaughter so many dolphins in that bay that the water becomes red. But that is called now a ritual. Then the Jews, they kill chickens by hitting them against stones. And that they call it religion. And then the Christians, they slaughter a type of a bird and they call it delicacy. This is when they have their what Thanksgiving and all that, how many turkeys they're slaughtering. But that is fine, that's for their Thanksgiving. It's only when the Muslim is complying with the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then these jahil people stand up, then they talk about animal rights, and they talk about this and talk about that. Whereas the Muslim, even when he slaughters, he does it in a very beautiful way. And the outcome of it also is he's feeding others. He's feeding others. He feeds himself also, his family also, he feeds the needy also. So why should anyone have a problem with this? It is written that in America, when they started the circus business, so now they got the elephants, and that was the main attraction now in the circus, the elephants. So now they put chains in the mouth to control that elephant. So one elephant developed an abscess, they were unaware of it, so that thing was paining, hurting the elephant. So when the handler of the elephant got onto the elephant, so So this elephant couldn't take the pain. It dropped him down and stomped him to death. So he died. So what their animal rights, their way of barbaric civilization, what they call they are civilized, this is their barbarism. Their barbarism is that what they did now, they said, no, this elephant has to be given the death sentence. It must be killed, it must be given the death sentence by hanging. Now how are you going to hang the elephant? So they hired a crane. They hired a crane to hang the elephant and kill that elephant. And to top it all, the owner of the circus, that was the circus in which he made the most money. Because so 3,000 people bought tickets at a very high price to come and see the hanging of the elephant. So they must not come to teach us about animal rights. Our Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that Nabi of Allah Ta'ala whom when somebody took the chicks of a bird, the bird came to complain to him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who has given this bird taklif with its chicks? Return its chicks to it. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that Nabi who goes into an orchard and a camel comes to him and begins to cry. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, who is the owner of this camel? This camel is complaining to me. You're overworking it, you're underfeeding it. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that Nabi whom when the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum camped at one place, there was an ant heap, the ant hill. So these ants now, they are that type of ant that can bite. And now they are going to camp there. So they decided we rather burn this ant hill and get rid of the ants. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone. When he came back and he seen that this ant hill is burnt, he said, who burnt this ant hill? He said, no, we burnt it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. Only the rub of fire can punish with fire. Don't do that. So our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us about these rites. As I said to you, 1450 some odd years ago, we don't need these people to come and teach us. Yes, if we not complying with what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, then that is our own fault. But we must never ever get caught up in this chakkar that no, no. In fact, one Muslim country now, Muslim country, this is a problem when we listen too much to the kuffar, then we start believing in what they are saying. When Muslim country made a rule in his country that nobody can do kurbani. Nobody is allowed to do kurbani because he is protecting the resources of the country and he will give charity on behalf of the country. So this is not allowed. A person can't say, well, a sheep is going to cost me so much, so why must I go and slaughter one sheep? We got enough mutton in the freezer, let me rather take that money and give it to the poor, that will be more beneficial. No. We have to make qurbani. We have to slaughter that animal. If Allah Rabbul Izzat has blessed us with the wealth, then it's wajib on us, we have to slaughter that animal. Then we must continue with our tashriq for the 3 days after Eid also, and we'll finish off on the Wednesday. So today is the day of Eid, is what you call Saturday, so Sunday, Monday, Tuesday at Asr time on Tuesday, that will be the last tashriq that we will read. And brothers, I urge you that keep the laws of Allah Ta'ala in mind when we carrying out our qurbani. This intermingling and bare pardagi and this, you know, carnival, fanfare type of atmosphere on the farms and the places where we are going to do our qurbani, even at home. Even at home, we're creating that fanfare kind of atmosphere and, you know, all brother-in-laws, sister-in-laws, cousins, dozens, all mixed up and everything. This is not right. Allah Ta'ala wants taqwa from us. If we're going to do this type of qurbani, where is it going to be maqbool? Then this photography and this videoing and all that, this is haram, totally prohibited in our deen. And even if you, one is the prohibition is the main thing. But if you use your akal also, something is dying. Do you make a video of that? Do you make a video of something dying? Have we become like sadists? Where is our conscience? And make sure that we read all our salah. Many people on this day of Eid, in the name of Qurbani, they are not going for Salah with Jamaat. So carry a set of clothing. If you're going away to the farm, your clothes going to get messed, etc. Carry a set of clothing. But make sure we read all our Salah with Jamaat. Allah Rabbul Izzat accept, keep everybody safe. Don't act like, you know, bravos and want to show your strength. Be careful, you're working with knives, etc. You don't want accidents to happen. Be careful with the children, etc. also. And if a small child is very enthusiastic to slaughter, now we too as fathers, we want our children to slaughter, but the child is too weak to slaughter. Then think a little bit, do we want to give taklif to this animal? It's not just about my son. No, what about the life of that animal and the pain it's going to suffer if the child don't know how to slaughter properly? When the child is of age, then you let the child slaughter. When the child is too small, yeah, let him hold your hand if you want. Let him hold your hand, but you slaughter the animal. Don't give that animal undue pain for nothing. So Allah Ta'ala accept everybody's qurbani. Allah Ta'ala be pleased. Allah Pak keep everybody safe. So inshallah we will read our Eid Salah now. We can start making our subs. So the Eid Salah is 2 rakats. Wajib Eid Salah with 6 extra wajib takbirs. So the Imam inshallah will say Allahu Akbar. We will raise our hand, fold our hand, read our sana. Then the Imam will make 3 extra takbirs. I'm going to stand. Where you want me to stand? So the Imam will read 3 takbirs and 3 extra takbirs. And then he will go into ruku. Ruku, sajda, come up for the 2nd rakat. The Imam will read the kirat first. After the kirat, before going into ruku, he'll make the 3 extra takbirs. And after the 3 extra takbirs, he'll go into ruku. Namaz will finish off as normal. After salah, the khutbah will take place.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك ليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة، عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع، وجوه يومئذ ناعمة، لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية، لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة، وأكواب موضوعة، ونمارق مصفوفة، وزرابي مبثوثة. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر، لست عليهم بمسيطر، إلا من تولى وكفر، فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر، إن إلينا إيابهم، ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله ولك الشكر كله.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك انك ما اثنيت على نفسك. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، اياك نعبد واياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هو الله الذي لا اله الا هو عالم الغيب والشهاده، هو الرحمن الرحيم، هو الله الذي لا اله الا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر، سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الاسماء الحسنى، يسبح له ما في السماوات والارض، وهو العزيز الحكيم. جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو اهله، لا اله الا انت سبحانك انا كنا من الظالمين، لا اله الا انت سبحانك انا كنا من الظالمين، لا اله الا انت سبحانك انا كنا من الظالمين. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا، ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا، ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا، وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ثبتنا على الايمان، وامتنا على الايمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامه مع الايمان. اللهم حبب الينا الايمان، وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره الينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم ات نفوسنا تقواها، وزكها انت خير من زكاها، انت وليها ومولاها. اللهم انا نسالك الصحه والعفه والامانه وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر. اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه والمعافاه الدائمه في الدين والدنيا والاخره، في الدين والدنيا والاخره، في الدين والدنيا والاخره، والفوز بالجنه والنجاه من النار. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين انعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين، وحسن اولئك رفيقا. اللهم اهدنا لاحسن الاخلاق، لا يهدي لاحسنها الا انت، واصرف عنا سيئها، لا يصرف عنا سيئها الا انت. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا، وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة، إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا، وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة، إنك أنت الوهاب. O most kind Allah, most merciful Allah, most redeeming Allah. O Allah who loves to forgive. O Allah, we are full of guna and sin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are covered in sin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but you are a most forgiving Allah. Ya Allah, you are a most kind Allah. Ya Allah, it is your hobby to forgive, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for all our sins, Ya Allah. From the time we became of age, Ya Allah, till now, Ya Allah. We are making a sincere tawbah, Ya Allah, that you will not return to any of those sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for all our sins, Ya Allah. Those sins that were committed during the darkness of the night, Ya Allah. During the brightness of the day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when we thought no one was watching, Ya Allah, but you was watching, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for all our sins, Ya Allah. Our major sins, our minor sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. All those sins we committed with our eyes, Ya Allah. That same food that we ate, Ya Allah. And we gave strength, Ya Allah. And we used it. And we looked at all haram things, Ya Allah. We walk towards haram, Ya Allah. We use our hands in haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, today we are making a sincere tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, today we are making a sincere tawbah, Ya Allah, that we will not return to all of those sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us from the muttaqeen, Ya Allah. Make us from the muhsineen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us from the kaazimeen al-ghayza wal-aafeen an-nas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us from the qaniteen, Ya Allah. Make us from the khashi'een, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us from the sabireen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the true spirit of qurbani, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the true spirit of qurbani, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us sacrifice for your pleasure, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us fulfill all your commands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, without any question, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever we're supposed to ask for, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you help our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Throughout the world who are suffering, Ya Allah, especially in Gaza, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you help them, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you help them, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, it is because of our wrongdoing, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you help them, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, all those people who are making dua, Ya Allah, all the pious people, Ya Allah, whatever dua they are making, Ya Allah, whatever duas Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made on this occasion, Ya Allah, you accept that for us also, Ya Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أما بعد اعلموا أيها المسلمون أن يومكم هذا يوم عيد وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لكل قوم عيدا وهذا عيدنا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد ويومكم هذا يوم نحر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما عمل ابن آدم من عمل يوم النحر أحب إلى الله من إهراق الدم وإنه ليأتي يوم القيامة بقلوبها وأشعارها وأغنافها وإن الدم ليقع من الله بمكان قبل أن يقع بالأرض فطيبوا بها نفسا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله ما هذه الأباطي قال سنة أبيكم إبراهيم عليه السلام قالوا فما لنا فيها يا رسول الله قال بكل شعرة حسنة قالوا فالصوف يا رسول الله قال بكل شعرة من الصوف حسنة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من وجد سعة لأن يضحي فلم يضحي فلا يحضر مصلانا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وذبح النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم الذبح كبشين أقرنين أملحين فلما وجههما قال إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض على ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا من المسلمين اللهم منك ولك عن محمد وأمته بسم الله الله أكبر ثم ذبح. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقد قال الله تعالى لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن ينال التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضي الله عنهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغض أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. عباد الله رحمكم الله. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وقال تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد.
Thank you.